The Bristol Bay Native Corporation has hired Amy Humphreys and Emmett Anderson to lead their new subsidiary, Bristol Bay Seafood Investments. Humphreys will serve as CEO and Anderson will be the vice president. Humphreys' first order of business is integrating the two companies.
Execution there is critically important. So we're going to make sure that we focus on the assets and the companies that we have and make sure that they continue to operate strongly as they have in the past.
Humphreys has spent 25 years in the seafood industry, mainly with American Seafoods. She was also the CEO of Icicle Seafoods. Anderson grew up in Dillingham, subsistence and commercial fishing. He recently served as the senior commercial manager at the Marine Stewardship Council and on BBNC's board of directors. The corporation announced the new leaders at the end of January, 4 months after its acquisition of Blue North Seafoods and Clipper Fisheries. Combined, the two companies total almost 40% of the total allowable catch of Alaska Pacific cod. Humphrey says they also have their sights set on a bigger picture.
Then over time, sooner rather than later, in terms of my focus and Everett's focus, we'll work to expand BBNC's seafood presence in not only the Alaskan seafood sector, but further out into the global seafood arena.
They say it's too early to tell what financial impacts potential investments could have on Alaska. BBSI also has to contend with a changing environment, which has sparked concerns about the health of Pacific cod. While these conditions haven't shut down the Bering Sea cod fishery, they have already impacted others in the state. The majority of Alaska's cod comes from the Bering Sea and Aleutian Islands. In December, the federal cod fishery in the Gulf of Alaska closed due to historically low numbers caused by warming ocean temperatures. Humphreys and the operating team at BBSI are already monitoring some of those concerns.
Quota fluctuations will always impact businesses operating in the Bering Sea. The operating team is acutely aware of those issues and navigating and planning for those quota fluctuations. And as well, I hope that my previous experience in the seafood industry will be beneficial as we develop plans in the future to just manage through those challenges over time.
Vice President of BBSI Everett Anderson believes that cod will bounce back.
This is a sustainable harvested species. It's shown that it has weathered some cyclical issues over the years in the Bering Sea and currently in the Gulf of Alaska, but a lot of these species are pretty resilient.
The Bering Sea cod fishery opened last month with a 3.5.5 million pound catch quota. That number is down roughly 1 million pounds from 2019. Both Blue North Seafoods and Clipper Fisheries are out at sea for the harvest under its new banner. In Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.